you're too busy, remember, you're the one who said yes. Why do you keep doing that to yourself? We invited a man and his wife to eat with us one evening. We sat on the patio. The tablecloth of bright sunflowers covered the handy-dandy little fold-out we used for eating outside. The evening was warm and was increasing toward its usual fading, ever-deepening blue towards night. Most amazing was the towering hollyhocks and delphiniums, which were at their peak. They were just blindingly beautiful. It was a delicious time of day with the smell of flowers and fresh-cut grass. Oh, and not to mention the great food. The fellow and his wife had been in some real dire straits in their marriage, and there was a constant brooding feel of finality, meaning he felt the relationship was in its last gasps for air. As the conversation rolled this way and that, of course, we began to talk about honest things, real feelings, and the course of life which led us each as individuals to be where we were. At one point, the man said that so much of his life he felt like God was always dangling a carrot in front of him, and he had begun to believe we were all like a hamster on a wheel, just running and running, sweating and breathing hard, but never getting anywhere. Immediately, my wife held up her hand like she was calling the world to a halt, and with a bright smile declared, "I'm not a hamster on a wheel." I followed suit with a chuckle and smile, saying, "Hey now, I'm not a hamster either." It was silent for a moment, and we just let the silence hang on purpose. Are we hamsters on a wheel? From your perspective, do you really believe God is so cruel as to dribble a little of his presence around just to watch all the little hamsters run on the wheel for the purpose of having a good laugh at the stupid little animals, mindlessly running and running, eyes bugging out of their heads, feet just flying? Does that sound like God to you? Well, you may feel that way, but is it really the Father's heart? Well then, I guess I should ask, have you read the Bible? The Lord didn't say he loved us, then died and rose from the dead for us, and daily reminds us 1,000 different ways that he loves us, only to treat us like he hates us. Some folks seem to think God is just standing over them with a big spiked club, waiting to pound the blood out of them at the slightest infraction. We're not a mosquito that's about to get reduced to a smudge on his arm. Is that really the Father's heart? And if you think yes, considering you had the courage to aim your finger at God, also have the courage to ask yourself the question, how did I come to that conclusion? And why do I think it's a good idea? Then be brave to investigate to gather the right information about him. The whole idea of circumspection is to take a 360-degree view of things, taking all things into account and coming to a conclusion. The basic meaning is to look around. Other very similar words are prudent and cautious, though circumspect implies a careful consideration of all circumstances and a desire to avoid mistakes and bad consequences. We can resent God if we want to. Your business is your own. But let's be circumspect to know his heart for us and not simply operate out of an opinion. I heard a man say once, "It's awfully hard to hear God when we've got an opinion." God's heart is towards us. He wants us to win at life. His desire is that we grow up, be responsible, act kindly towards ourselves and those around us, be hospitable, and ultimately, to take him seriously, trusting him. He has never lied to us, cheated us, manipulated us, or brought us up by fraud and false hope. It's not even in his heart to be that way. While I'm pouting because I didn't get what I want, when I want it, or how I want it, in order to be circumspect, I've got to remember Romans 8:32. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? I also need to take into consideration Romans 8:33, in that no one can take us to court before God and win a case against us because God himself is the one who has declared us righteous. No one can condemn us to hell on Judgment Day from Romans 8:34, and no one and no thing can separate us from the love of God. Does that sound like someone who says they love us, but treat us like they hate us? No, not at all.